Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Representative Greg Hartzell about the first week of the 2018 legislative session.
A week into the legislative session, Greg, I know we spoke last week about things you wanted to go, water quality, tax reform, some of the things you're eyeballing coming into the legislative session. So I guess for the listeners, what are some of the things you've been working on in your first week in the legislative session?
Well, this first week is traditionally hearing from the two other branches of government, namely the chief executive being the governor, and Governor Kim Revenal's giving her first condition of the state address, and then also the Chief Justice Mark Cady of the Supreme Court giving his condition of the judiciary branch. And so in addition to getting a lot of things set up in our respective committees, that's pretty much been the tempo for the first week. Now, this week, there'll be a lot of bills being assigned and subcommittees being held, and so that's the first week really gets it kicked off, though.
Now, I know that here in Knoxville, you recently held office hours with Senator Amy Sinclair at the Marion County Courthouse. When it comes to those, what was the reason for having those, rather, for wanting to have these office hours, and what are some of the things that were brought to your attention during that office hour?
Well, traditionally, the forums are at the invitation or request of, whatever civic organization invites legislators to do that. This year, that did not happen in Knoxville. Senator Sinclair and I had decided to just sit down and make ourselves available as far as meeting one-on-one, because a lot of times folks want to talk about a specific issue or a particular bill or whatever that they might be issue they may be having with a department within state government. And this first round of talks, or this first round of office hours, was very successful, as we had a nice steady stream of folks coming in, and we felt very good about it because we were able to field a lot of those issues and felt like we had a lot of satisfied customers as they were coming in out during that time.
Now, one thing I wanted to get to, too, when it comes to some stuff in this legislative session that you mentioned last week, was a lot to do with water quality, something we didn't talk a lot about. So if you could take us through that water quality issue and why it's important to you.
Sure, and this is an issue that's been ongoing for quite some time. The House passed a pretty significant size water quality bill back in the 2016 legislative session when we had a divided legislature. The Senate leadership at that time chose not to take that up. During the 2017 legislative session, just last year, the House and the Senate had competing versions of a water quality bill, the Senate being very similar to what the House bill looked like in 2016, with a few slight differences. Right now, without getting into all the minutiae, the only active bill right now, because of all the procedural things, is the Senate version of that bill. And so we have to make a decision on the House side is whether to accept that current legislation as it is, or if we reject it, it goes into conference committee. Unfortunately, if we do that, chews up a lot of time on our policy clock. And so it's not just as easy as passing it and sending it to the governor, because there were some pieces in that House version of 2017 that some members wanted to have included in the current version. But right now we can't do that. Like I said, procedurally, we can't amend it anymore. So there's talks going on behind the scenes right now dealing with water quality to make a follow-up cleanup water quality bill, if you will, to add so that we have more of a comprehensive comprehensive bill or comprehensive legislation addressing the issue. One thing I was encouraged to hear from the governor in her address, as she highlighted this, took the opportunity to highlight that this is very important to her, is that she said this is not going, if we pass this bill, this is not going to be the end of the discussion of water quality. Rather, this is going to be a launching pad. And so I'm encouraged by that this is not just going to be a one-time end-all discussion, that this is going to be an ongoing discussion and constantly evaluating where we are at with the water quality issue.
One thing I wanted to get to, we talked a lot about last time, we talked about a lot about tax reform. I've talked a little bit about in the past, last year especially, when it came to the budget. I know that's a hot topic every year, it seems, with the budget. When it comes to the water quality bill and when it comes to some of these bills and things that I know you would like to get accomplished, is it ever difficult to do when you have that issue with the budget where it's not as high as what we would all like it to be?
Certainly, and you know, with regard to tax reform, you know, this year, the federal government passed a pretty significant tax reform package, which means that because of our federal deductibility in Iowa, when our federal taxes go down, our taxable income on the Iowa side goes up. So it actually has kind of a reverse effect that it increases our tax liability on the state side of our income taxes. And so what happens is that gives us a little more revenue as far as to work with, and maybe even look at something more comprehensive in terms of reforming our taxes. The governor talked about that we're, you know, again, since the budget being tight, as you mentioned, we're not going to be able to accomplish everything that we want to get done on tax reform, and she's committed to making this a multi-year process as far as tax reform, but with the end goal being making our tax code more competitive at the individual and the corporate level.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Representative Greg Hartzell for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.